Have you ever thought about becoming a vampire? There are some obvious advantages and disadvantages. It's actually representative of many of our hardest decisions. Author Ellie Paul opens her book, Transformative Experience, with this thought experiment to illustrate a challenge that takes place whenever we're confronted with the unknown. As the book continues, she explains that it's not just vampires, but transformative experiences are ubiquitous. Getting married, having children, and religion. Through all these examples, the problem persists. You can't really know what it's like until you've experienced it. Certain experiences are just transformative, and the current you can't fully understand what it's like until you're in it. How many of us know this from Shabbos? Have you ever tried to explain to a coworker what Saturday looks like? They think that we're living in the Stone Age, sitting alone in a cold, dark room, eating dehydrated deli and a can of peas. And we say, no, no, no. Yes, there's no travel. Yes, there's no electricity. No cooking and no work. But it's wonderful. And we beg them, if you could just experience a Shabbos, then you'll understand. But they can't know. Because until you've experienced it, until you've been transformed by it, you just don't know. This very problem confronted the Jewish people in the construction of the Mishkan. A nation of newly freed slaves is asked to build a house for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they look at the plans and they see, boards and planks, we can handle that. Sockets and screens, we can handle that too. But then they find out that not only do they need to build a large structure, but they have to weave intricate designs into complex fabrics. And they think, we can't do that. We built buildings, towers, and pyramids in Egypt. We don't have the artisan expertise to do something like this. Because we often talk about the Mishkan, the tabernacle, as one building. But Rav Yaakov Maidan of Yeshivat Har Etzion says that the actual Mishkan was only the inner layer of the roof, that there were 10 beautiful tapestries that were breathtaking as you would look up, intricately designed with woven images of kruvim, of animals, made of finely spun fabrics, of wool, of silk, of cashmere. B'nai Israel, with no experience, no training, and no apprenticeship for a task that would put experts to the test, are supposed to design a Mishkan. How are they supposed to accomplish that? Where would they find the skill set? Later in Jewish history, the same problem occurred. But this wasn't a nation wondering how they'd do it, but a young wife. We read in just 2 weeks from tonight about Elazar ben Azariah. We say in the Haggadah, Harei ani kiben shivim shana. I'm like 70 years old. What do we mean he was like 70 years old? Chazal in Brachos Chav Kasamon Aleph tell a popular story of politics and psak. After a scandal in Sanhedrin, they approached an 18-year-old Reb Elazar and asked him to become the Nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin. And what does he say? I have to ask my wife. She brings up a few arguments, but her strongest is well taken. Elazar, you're just too young. There's no white in your beard. And he agrees. It's a problem. I guess I can't become the Nasi. And that night, he goes to bed resigned to decline the offer on account of his youth. But the next morning, like a scene out of a movie, he wakes up. He looks in the mirror and he sees that he's got a full beard of white hair. Now he can be the Nasi. And we know that story. Maybe we tell that story at our Seder. But have we ever thought about that story? Does anyone understand that story? What in the world does it mean? How does growing a beard solve the issue of inexperience? Are there other rabbis going to treat him differently just because he went from looking 18 to 70? From looking like a Shana Aleph kid to the rabbi emeritus? If you're a student in Yeshiva University and you walked into the office of one of the mashgichim, one of the spiritual guides, perhaps maybe even the most popular of all, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, you're only going to see one picture. It's not of his Rebbe and it's not of his family, but it's a picture of one page of one book, Green Eggs and Ham. And while Dr. Seuss's books have been in the news lately, this one might not be taboo, although I can't quite say that it's kosher. We likely remember the story. Sam I Am is trying to get his friend to try this unusual meal, and he refuses again and again and again. He says not in a boat and not with a goat, not in a box or not with a fox. Nowhere, nada, zilch. At the end, he finally tries them. And what does he find out? I do. I do like green eggs and ham. I do like them, Sam I Am. Ramosha Tzvi says that this mashal applies to so many of us. We spend so long saying, I'm not going to get it. I'm not good enough. I don't like it. But have we ever tried it? Are we willing to take a bite and find out that we may just like it? We may even like it enough to eat it here, there, and everywhere? So often, how often, are we confronted with possibilities before us, opportunities, but we don't take them? We're plagued by the transformative experience problem. We don't know what it's going to be like, so we're not willing to take the risk. We're not willing to try it out. Maybe we know a little bit. We've heard bits and pieces. But we're more than suspicious that we won't be good at it, that we won't like it. And so maybe we'll hear about learning opportunities, whether it's Daf Yomi starting Shkalim next week, whether it's a Halakha Limud through the Smichas Chaver program that is wildly successful, that's going to start a new topic right after Pesach, or whether it's learning two Mishnayos a day of Seder Nezikin in the WhatsApp group that just began this past Sunday. It's a great time to jump into any of these. But for so many, we're not sure what it's going to be like. We're not sure we'll be able to keep up with it. Maybe I won't understand. Maybe I'm not going to be consistent enough. I'm not going to be disciplined enough to do a daily or weekly limud. And so we don't even try. Maybe we're invited to join a board, to work to make the community better and stronger. But we're not sure what it's going to be like. We're not sure we'll have the know-how, the wherewithal, the time. So we don't even try. Or maybe we just know about people in our community, or our family, or our friends, who could use a phone call. And these days, everyone knows someone who could use a phone call. But we're not sure what it will be like. Will the conversation be difficult? Will it go on too long? I'm not so charismatic. Will I even be able to carry a conversation? So we don't even try. The Ramban teaches that Am Yisrael could have opted out. They could have said, we don't know what to do. We don't know how to do it. We don't know how it will turn out. We're not even going to try. But the pasuk tells us, Vayavo kol ish asher nasa libo. Literally it means, and every person came whose heart lifted him up. These people were the ones who said, the Mishkan needs to be built. So I'm going to lean in. I'm going to figure out how to do it. I'm going to raise myself up to a place that I never thought I could be. And when I come up short, when Bnei Yisrael came up short in the construction of the Mishkan, Hashem filled in the rest. He gave them the ability, the insight, to figure out how to weave the fine fabrics. Maybe it wouldn't have been beautiful, it would have been perfect, it wouldn't have been pristine, but Hashem made sure it would. So we might be hesitant to take on a Daf Yomi, a Smichas Chaver program, or two Mishnayos a day. But if we're willing to lean in, to be Nasa Libo, even though we're not sure we'll be successful, we can't know how it will turn out, Hashem will help us. And when we can't do it on our own. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah, his wife made a very good point. He was too young. Hashem takes care of his concerns. He gives him a beard. What's the significance of just a white beard? A beard is a zikna, coming from the word zakein, which we translate as elderly. But Chazal say a zakein is ze shekana chachma, someone who acquired wisdom over years of experience in their old age. And at 18, Rebbe Lazar didn't have the wisdom to be the Zakein. So Hashem gave him a Zikna. Hashem gave him the wisdom beyond his years. The wisdom and the insight that comes only through life experience. And the ability to give advice beyond his life circumstance. To lead the Sanhedrin. And so maybe for us, we'll sit in board meetings. And we might not have anything to contribute. But it's also possible that Hashem will plant an idea in our minds to give us an insight beyond our years, beyond our experience, or at the very least, beyond what we might have expected. And isn't this really the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim? A transformative experience? About Bnei Yisrael leaving Egypt to traverse a desert without knowing what would happen? Pesach is about Nisias Libo, about taking a leap of faith. Because calling or visiting people is not always easy. For some, it might feel like green eggs and ham. But let me conclude with a story about a woman named Kay Gilbert. Kay Gilbert lived next to me for my entire life in Livingston, New Jersey. The year after I graduated high school, her husband passed away. And at 92 years old, she was lonely. So my mother sent my little sister over to spend some time with her. And so every Friday afternoon, my sister would go over to Kay Gilbert, and she wasn't so excited about it. But after a few weeks, she was blown away by this incredible woman who grew up during the Great Depression, who had such a robust and fascinating life. Eventually, my little brother started tagging along, and they were so excited to talk to Kay Gilbert on a weekly basis that when they went off to college, when they went to Yeshiva in Israel, they used to call her on Erev Shabbos just so they could talk to their friend, Kay. For 10 years, they were connected to her, and at 102, she passed away. At the start of that relationship, it was like green eggs and ham. I do not like it, Sam I am. But once they leaned in, once they spent time with Kay Gilbert, it was delicious. I do like green eggs and ham. So many people spend their whole lives saying, in one way or another, I do not like green eggs and ham. But once they try it, they find that it's quite wonderful. Sometimes a transformative experience is the greatest experience. Once we lean in, if we're willing to be no say libo, we might find a strength we never thought possible.